Okay, so we're at the top of Zayin Amud Aleph, about 8 lines down or so. So Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda Shalchal Amesu Lechachamim Kivauni Ledoros. This is what we talked about a little bit in the introduction of Ein Avi Rosh Lechadesh Davar Me'ata. So what right do we have to establish a holiday? So the rabbis were not enthralled. Shalchula Kinaat Me'oreres Aleinu Levein Ha'umos. This is going to cause anti-Semitism. You make a holiday which is very much about B'na'afochu Asher Yishatu Hayudim Hema V'sonehem. They'll think that we're spiking the football, so to speak, and it will cause anti-Semitism, that we're celebrating the downfall of our enemies. So Shalchalahem Kvar K'suva Ani Al Divrei Hayamim L'malchim Adai U'faras. So prima facie, it seems like a strange answer, because Esther is saying, well, the story is already written down in their histories. Okay, but the rabbis will say, that's their histories, but we don't have to antagonize them unnecessarily. So what Esther seems to be saying is like a much deeper truth about anti-Semitism in general. She's saying a person wants to be anti-Semitic, they'll find excuses to do so. So it's not going to be because we write it down or not. It's not going to be because we turn into a holiday or not. Rav Bechanina, Rabbi Yochanan, we'll see in a second, should be Rabbi Yonasan, Rabbi Chaviva, Master Bechul say that the Moed, Kolki Aizuga, Chalufe, Rabbi Yochanan, Mayo, Rabbi Yonasan, Shalchla Meshulach HaCham Miketvuni Yidoro. It's not just a holiday, but I want to be part of Tanakh. So Shalchla Lokasati, the Choshileshim, Shileshim, Vilo Ribe. And the story, the battle against Amalek, is all one integrated story. Milchamal Hashem Amalek Midor Ador doesn't just mean that it's a fight in every generation. It means each generation really continues the same fight. So you can only write it down 3 times, and it's already in Bishalach, it's already in Kiseitze, and it's already in Sefer Shmuel in the 15th chapter. So Atro Matzul Mikra Kasa Batara Ksov Zo Zikarim HaSefer Ksov Zof Masha Kasa of Kanav Mishnah Torah Zikarim Masha Kasa of Nevi'im B'Sefer Masha Kasa of Megillah. So again, it was Nirmaz already in the Torah that there's another confrontation between the Jewish people and Amalek, Dahainu Mordechai V'Esther against Haman Agagi, that deserves to be part of this literature. Ketanaik sov zos, mashikasov kan, zikar mashikasov mishnah Torah, basever mashikasov nevim divir Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Shua doesn't think that there's really room for the addition of Esther into Tanakh. Rabbi Lazar Modai, this is our opinion, omer sov zos, mashikasov kan mishnah Torah, zikar mashikasov nevim, basever mashikasov Megillah. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Esther ain't a metamis ayadayim. Esther is not part of the canonical works. Therefore, it's not subject to the Gezerah Derabbanan that canonical works should be Metamei Sayadayim. They wanted to keep them separate from Truma because the mice were coming to eat the food, like the Truma, and then the mice would eat the Kisvei HaKodesh as well. So the Gemara says, Nemra Likros V'Lanarma Lichtov, that he agreed that it should be read, but it wasn't supposed to be written down. So Tosfos says, well, what do you mean? You can't read it if it's not written down, right? The Mishtam Mishnah says, we'll get to it in the second parak, that you can't read Esther Baal Peh. So the Baal Tosfos explained, no, he didn't mean that. He meant that you could write it down for purposes of reading it, but it's not meant to be a canonical work. It's not meant to be part of Tanakh. So Meisir Rebbe Omer Koheles and Metamis Yadayim. Koheles isn't really part of Tanakh. Machokas v'Shir Ashirim. Shir Ashirim has some graphic material. Rabbi Yossi Omer Shir Ashir Metamis Hadayim Machlokes B'Koheles. Rabbi Shimon Omer Koheles Mikulei Beis Shammai Michumri Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says you have to treat it the Chumra. Beis Shammai says no, it's not really part of the canonical work. It's, as we'll see, Chachma Shel Shlomo. Avol Ruas Shir Ashir Investor Metamis Hadayim. Hu Damar Rabbi Yeshua. This must be according to the view of Rabbi Yeshua. Tanu Rabbi Shimon Menasi Omer. Again, the view of Rabbi Yeshua being that there wasn't room for Esther within the canon. Okay, so Tanu Rabbi Shimon Nasi Omer, Koheles, what's wrong with Koheles? It's just his, you know, observations, important observations, you know, Hachacham Bikol Adam, but observations and blah. Samuel Bechizobil Varomer, Velokmanemar, Vidarbe Shosha Solofi Mashal, Vomer, Al Tosef Al Devarav, Maiva Omer, Bechisim Memer Tuma Amar, he said a lot of things, Dibai Ichtav, Dibai Lo Ichtav. You can do whatever you want, write down as much as you want, including Koheles, not including Koheles Tal Shema, Los Al Tosef Al Devarav. But there are strict rules, right? So the Pasuk in Mishlei establishes that the things that were written down were written down Biruach HaKodesh. Tani Reb Lazar Omer Esther Biruach HaKodesh, Namar Shanamar, Vayomer Haman Belibo. How would you know what Haman was thinking in his heart if it wasn't Ruach HaKodesh? Reb Kiva Omer Esther Biruach HaKodesh, Namar Shanamar Vati Esther Nosis Chain Bein Echol Reuel. How would you know what people were thinking in their hearts about Esther? Your mayor Omer Esther Biruach HaKodesh, Namar Shanamar Vayivada Hadar LaMordechai. Right, the Megillah is testifying that Mordechai found that. So Reb Yossi Ben Dermaskis Omer Esther Biruach HaKodesh, Namar How would you know that not one Jew took from the spoils? Amr Shmuel, it happened before the generation of Shmuel, is the first generation of the Amoraim, and these are all Tanoim, but I would have brought a better proof. That it was ratified in the Beis Din Shalmala, Masha Kibbu Lamata, that the Jewish people accepted. So Amr Rav Lachuli Slu Percha Lavar Midi Veshmuel, Delay Slu Percha. Shmuel, even though he came last, he had the best answer. The Rabbi Lazar, Savarahu. The Lohava Inish, the Chasha, the Malka Kaba, Sevaki, Gemapish Tuba, Mamar Daisi, the Napshika Amar. So by Yomer Haman Belibo, the Miach Potamach, Lasosi Kario Sermi Menu, that's just a Savara. You don't need Bruach HaKodesh for that. That Haman was an arrogant person. Rabbi Akiva Dilma could Rabbi Lazar the Amar Malamich Kolachar Becha and his Damel Kumasa to say Vadiyas or Nosis Chaim in Echorel. He just must hold like the Shita of Rabbi Lazar that we'll get to when we get to the section of Agadata, that everybody had a favorable reaction to Esther because she had this special quality that people would think of her as somebody who's familiar. People tend to be attracted to people who are familiar to them. Again, is because of Bigtan Viterash. It wasn't because, you know, the Ruach HaKodesh is telling us that Mordechai found out because somehow he had a nevuah that he overheard Bigtan Viterash. Maybe we know that there was nobody took spoils because they documented it. It's better to have one spicy pepper from basically an entire basket of things that are not a shop. Tosa says, with Shmuel, there's a question also, because Kimu v'Kiblu, we know the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, where we just had Parshas Yisro, says, you know, Hadar Kiblu Abimei Achashverosh, that after Kafalem Har Kegegis, the Jewish people were threatened in Matan Torah, Yim Tekabos Ator Muta V'Imlav, read, you know, Sham Tekvu Raschem, so maybe that's what Kimu Bekiblu means, that in Achashverosh's time, they accepted it willfully. So Tosa says it's true, you could say that, but these are not two mutually exclusive drashas. Rabbi Yosef Amar Mehachas, he has a different idea, Vimei Apur Meila Lo Yavu Mitocha Yehudim, right, so how do you know that it's always going to be captured? Nachru Yitzchom Amar Mehachas V'zichram Lo Yosef Mizaram, that's a better proof, because it says, Zaram, Lo Yavro Mitocha Yehudim could be in that generation. That's what the Baal HaTosos point out. So again, this is the Rambam finishes Hilchos Megillah. He pointed this out that there's going to be a Shechacha of all Zikaron of the Tzaros, but there's not going to be Shechacha of Yimei Apurim, which is based on this Pasuk of Zichram Lo Yosef Mizaram. Matano Sev Yonim. Again, that was in the Megillah. Tani Rav Yosef Mishloch Meros Yisrael Shnei Manos Lishachad. So you see already here that you only need one recipient for Mishloach Manos. Matanos Avyonim, you need two recipients. This is already a very clear indication that Mishloach Manos is an important desmit Matanos Avyonim. So Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya Shadalei the Rabbi Hoshaya Itma Digla Tilsa Vegarba the Chamra at the bottle of wine. It's in the tongue of a cow. These are delicacies. Shalchalei Kayamta Banu Rabbeinu Mishloach Manos Ish L'Re'ehu. There's a fallacy, a myth. Has to be two different brachos. Doesn't have to be two different brachos. Rabbi Shadar leLemari bar Mar biYadavaye Malitaska deKisba uMalikacha Kimcha deIvshuna. So Rashi explains it was some dates and basically some cracker jacks. Shenisyav Tshua Chitim Betanu beOdan Karmel veKelach Shan Matok leOla. So this was sent. In Abayis, Abayi was the shaliach for Rabba to send to Mari Bar Rav. Right, this is a whole discussion in the postgim. This should it be sent through a shaliach? It's a whole discussion there because it's a mishloach manos. So you see, Rabba actually used Abayi as his shaliach. So Amar Le Abayi. So Abayi would comment about this particular mishloach manos that he was tasked with delivering. Hashtam Mari Chakla Malka Lehavi. That even though Rabbah was Ola Legdula, Dikula Mitzavari Lo Nachas, that he can't take the villager out of the king, even if he becomes the king, because he sent things that were relatively commonplace. So, Hadar Shadar Laiyu, Malaytaska de Zangvilo, Malaykasa de Vapalta Arecha. So, he resent him ginger and spices and peppers, Amarbai, Ashtam Amar, Ana Shadri de Chulia, Viyu Shadri de Churfa. So, I sent him things that were sweet, and what I got back in return were things that are charf. So Rabbi Kinafki Mivar Hava Savona, When I left Mari's house, I was filled. But Kimati Lahasam, but when I got to the house of Mari Bar Mar, so I realized that I was very hungry. Kimati Lahasam Kriva Lushisin Soy, the Shisin Mine Kedera, a massive amount of food. Vachli Bahu, Shisin Plugeu, Bishula Basraisa Havu, correlates Li Kedar, Uboy, the Mechas Toya Basra. Now I had dessert and I wanted to eat the plate the dessert was served on. So Rabbiya, Hanidam Rinchi, Kafi Nanian Velo Yada. Person who's generally destitute doesn't even realize how hungry he is. Inami, rivacha levesima shchicha. Okay, there's always room for dessert. So Abaye Barabin, Rabbi Chanina Barabin, Mechalpi Sudasayu lehadadu. Right, so this is a way of them mekayim the mitzvah of Suuda, Mishloach Manos, because they people were not of great means, so they would just switch their Suudos, so that was Mishloach Manos, and the Suuda, the Rambam integrates the halacha of Suuda, and Mishloach Manos altogether. So Rav Mechai v'nish livesumi b'furayi d'li yada b'nar harom l'barach Mordechai. So it sounds like there's an obligation for a person to become inebriated. Rashi says it's yayin, we're not talking about hard liquor. But again, we'll see in just a moment that it's much more complicated than that. Rabbi Reb Zera, after Sudas Purim b'hadi adau ibsen, come Rabbi Shach, Reb Zera, Rabbi either killed Reb Zera literally, or he did something terrible. L'machar b'ay rachamei v'ichyei. So when Rabbi sobered up, he saw that Reb Zera was either dead or something terrible had happened. So he davened and Reb Zera was healed. The Shana Amrlein Esi Marvin Avit Sudas Purim Mahadei Adade. So he extended the invitation, Rabbi to Reb Zera. So Reb Zera says, I think I'll skip this year. Amrlein Lo Bechol Shaita V'Shaita Misrachish Nisa. So again, what's the status of the halacha? So first of all, if you look over the Baalei Tosfos, they don't say, you know, that a person is so inebriated they can't tell Arar Hamam and Baruch Mordechai that there was a whole long. So many of the Rishonim go in that direction. That it's not, it's based on Yerushalmi, Abu Rezeresh, Brucha Esther, Ruchim Kol Yerushalmi, Ruchim Kol Yehudim, that, again, just a little bit tipsy, again, this is quoted by the Ramah, La Halacha, Lishtos, Ma'at Yoser Milimudo, and the Ramah talks about, going to sleep, as a possible way of fulfilling, Aruham and the Baruch Mordechai, but for all of you guys listening, Rabbeinu Ephraim is the watchword, and Rabbeinu Ephraim isn't just a Das Yachid, but he's picked up by many of the Rishonim, mentioned by the Ran, mentioned by the Baal Amar, that if you look at the continuation of the Gemara, that the Amorayim, the great Rabbi and Reb Zera, they got involved in terrible things, right? It's like the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, in Davarshim, maybe Yilal Adam, Elam Yayin. So it's really for adults also, that Rabbeinu Ephraim should be the word of the day. We're living in a time when addiction is a very serious problem. People should not be conducting themselves. The Meiri talks about this extensively. B'simcha shal holulus, and there's nothing worse than shichrus. And, you know, it should be simcha shal mitzvah. And you don't need more than this Maisa Listor, this Maisa of Rabban Reb Zera to tell you the terrible things that happen. So nobody here should have any havam, you know, that they're supposed to. You get drunk again when you're an adult and you want to say, you want to be machmer, let's say, for the shita of the Ramah a little bit. Yoser, michdei limuda, that's a decision you can make then. But really, even with adults, I discourage it. Bizman hazeh, we're living in a world of addiction. It's a different world than the world of Tanakh, and again, and the world of the Chazal. And even Chazal understood, shechrus hasholot noach, shechrus hasholot. Again, going back to the sin of the Eitz Hadas, if you assume that was also Geffen, in the Chadavar, maybe Yilala Adam Mechutz Min Ayayin, read the Ramban's essay on Kedoshim Tiyu about why Nazir is Nikra Kadosh. Vakach Mimnecham Nevim, Vachurecham Nezirim. That's really what it's all about. Okay, so Amir Rav Asudas Perm Shachla Balayla, Lo Yatze De Chovasa, My Taima, Xer Zakasa, Yimei Mishta Vizimach Xiv, Rav Ashi Avi Yosef Kamei, this is Ameimar, Nagav Lo Asir Rabbanan, Amalei My Taima Lo Asir Rabbanan, Doma Tridi Bisuda's Purim, so Amalei will have Epshala Mechla Beorte. He didn't realize that the Suda had to be during the day, so he says maybe they ate last night. So Amalei, Lo Shmile Lamar, Hadam Barava, Suda's Purim, Shachla Balayla, Lo Yate De Chovaso. So Amalei, did Rava really say this? Amalei, in Tanamine Arbon Zimnin, Vidami Le Kamanda Manach Vikise. We see this in the Gemara in Masechta, Shabbos, and Mamadikin, and learning things 40 times to make sure you really have it. Tight. So here too, he wanted to make sure Yemei Mishta V'Simcha, that has to be during the daytime. So remember, that was the position of Rabbeinu Tam, of making the Shachianu again in Kriyas HaMegillah in the morning, because you also have the Mitzvah Sayom, because it can only be done during the day. Emin Yamtav Shabbos Ala Ochel Nefesh Bilvad. So we know the Pasuk says in Parashas Bo, Ach, asher yechel l'chol nefesh u'levado yaseh lechem. Kedusha Shabbos is created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekadesh HaShabbos. Kedusha Yamtif is created by the Jewish people. That's why we can say Mekadesh Yisrael v'azmanim. Right, only the Jewish people, not any other people, not the Norwegians, not the Japanese. They're not able to be Mekadesh HaShazmanim. But HaKadosh Yisrael lechem rosh chodeshim rishon u'lechem l'chot yashana. So because the Kedusha Yamtif is generated by the Jewish people, it allows for a more anthropocentric quality, more human quality to it, which is ochel nefesh. The Baal HaTosfos explains, it doesn't mean you can cook anything. It means things that wouldn't be as good, they wouldn't be as much a contributor to Simchas Yamtiv if they were made beforehand. So those are the things that you can make on Yamtiv itself. Okay, so hala inin machshir ochel nefesh, zev is ashavin. So it sounds like, you know, everybody's in agreement that you can't make machshir ochel nefesh on Yantif either. Masis and the Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya, and Shabbos, Yantif, Ochel Nefesh, Rabbi the Matar, Ach, Machshir, Ochel Nefesh. My time in the Tanakama, why is Tanakama Machem, and Makra, who, Levada, Yase, Lachem, who will Machshir of? Right, not the utensils. Rabbi the Amar, Lachem, Lachem, Lachol, Tzarchaychem. So to get to Ochel Nefesh, if you need to make the Kalim, the vessels that are necessary to produce the food, that you can do it also. Yividach Nami Aksiv, Lachem, Yase, Lachem, Lachem, Lolo, Vekochavim, Lachem, Lolo, Klavim. So they'll say, yeah, Lachem. So that doesn't allow machshir ochel nefesh. That means it tells you that you can't produce the food for the dogs or for the kochavim, for the Jewish people. Vidach nami aksiv hu, hu levado, siv hu, ksiv lachem. Kan machshir shiav shal asos me'erav yamtif, kan machshir shiav shal asos me'erav yamtif. It all depends on whether it was ev shal asos me'erav yamtif. So the Rishonim points out this Mishnah is really a libud debeis shamai. This Bishonim has a principle that it's not just ochel nefesh, but mitoch shot shal tzarech, chot shanami shalol letzarech. Right, and so it's not just things that melachos that are directly involved in ochel nefesh, but things that could have been used for ochel nefesh are allowed for other things. Along again, this is a davar hashav ochel nefesh, as pointed out by Tosfos and Ksuvos. Now, how you define a davar hashav ochel nefesh? Right, something which is not just one person thinks that this is necessary and yantif, but something which is normal. So that already is discussion. Ein min Shabbos yom kippurim ela shezeh zedona b'dayadam chayev skila and Shabbos zeh zedona b'karis. Right, chichol anevesh asher lo suna betzem hayom azev nechrus hameyamea. So halenian tashlumin zev is ashavin. Okay, but in terms of tashlumin, not having to pay if a person violates, right, the principle of kimlei, right, they're going to be equivalent. So money masisim richuna benahat, kanahi tanu richuna benahat, osis yom kibur shabbos al tashlumin. Ma shabbos mischayiv benaf shupater min tashlumin, af yom kibur mischayiv benaf shupater min tashlumin. It's based on the pasuk in this week's parasha. V'lo ye'ason anosh ye'anesh, hayim ye'ason lo ye'anesh, right? There's no financial penalty, and there's actually going to be a chiyuv misa. Okay. T'nan hasam kol chayov ikrisas urlako nifterim b'day krisasan sh'nemar, as the Pasuk says, in Parashas Kiseitse, v'nikla achicha le'inecha, kevan shalaka, hareu ki achicha devir Rabbi Chananim ben Gamliel. If you look in the Parashah, v'ayayim bin hakos ha-rasha, he's described as a rasha, 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 until he has to be given Malkos, and then he's restored. He's restored, and that's why V'nikla Achicha L'Enecha becomes Achicha. I've written articles about this topic. I've taken the position. That's part of the idea of Malkos B'Makom Miso Medis. It's like a rebirth of the person. So again, once the person is reborn, he's Ke'achicha, he's no longer Chayav Karis. Am Yochan Achalukna of Chavero or Bichananim in Gamliel. This is a controversy. Am Rabba, Emi Be'Rab, Taninim Ben Yom Kippur, the Shabbos, it says it don't be the Adam, it says it don't be Karis. Right, if you could just get Malkos and get out of it, it's really bidei adam. So Rav Nachman Amani, Rabbi Yitzchak Tamar Malkos bechayav ekrisus lekha. There was a shita that when you're chayav karis, you can't get out of it with Malkos. Tanya Rabbi Yitzchak Tamar chayav ekrisus bechalav elam yatzas karis beachoso ladinu bekaris velo bemalkos. It's exclusive bidei shemayim karis velo bidei adam, not Malkos. Rav Rashi Amar afilo same rabbanon zeikar zedona bidei adam. V'zeh ikar zedono bihikari. So Rashi Amar says, no, you gotta give some flexibility to the Mishnah. Shabbos primarily is bidei adam, it's a chiyuv skila, whereas Yom Kippur is primarily a chiyuv karis. Okay, very good, we'll hold it up here.